Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
We are ready for a fantastic episode, season 15, episode 8. Tonight we talk everything So You Think You Can Dance. We have the top five guys finalists. We have a special segment and we have some very interesting interviews for you to check out. Do not go anywhere.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. Every time I cook now, I'm just going to be like, whipping it like a stir fry. I have so many stir fries as well, so I'm going to be singing that song.
You're supposed to be rapping it. No.
Kim knows the lyric. She knows. Yes.
When that song came on, I just could not stop laughing. It was absolutely hilarious. Hello, everybody. Welcome, AfterBuzzers. We are so excited to have you here as we discuss episode 8, So You Think You Can Dance, the final night of the Academy. We now have our top five guys.
Yes.
Miss Jessica Williams here on my right. Hello, darling.
Yeah, hello,
so excited
darling.
To have you today. And everyone, I am Kim Davey. And tonight, it's just the two of us whipping it like a stir fry.
Yes, yes. So exciting. We missed the girls, but hey, we're going to hold it down.
We're going to hold it down.
Yes.
Hold it down like a stir fry. Oh my gosh. So fun. So, final night last night for the Academy. Mm-hmm. What a ride it has been so far. And just your overall thoughts of the night of the guys, darling. What did you think?
I thought that this was actually really an exciting night. I wasn't, I'll be honest, full transparency. I didn't go into the week that excited because mm-hmm. I'm so passionate about the girls this year.
Yep.
And last week was really great. But I was so captivated by the talent, the routines. And then, of course, they brought back so many of my favorite girls from seasons
yes.
past. So, yeah.
Yep. Oh, good exactly. night. That's cool because I felt exactly the same. Like, I think, and many people have been as well, thinking, you know, the girls are so strong and the boys have just sort of been in the background, to be mm-hmm. honest. But last night, I was absolutely delighted yeah. by some of those routines, particularly the choreography.
Yes.
In particular. Mm-hmm. And we have our top five boys.
Yes, we do.
We do.
Finally.
So we do, finally. So we have Mr. Cole Mills, our mm-hmm. ballroom dancer. We have JJ Dixonberry, Mr. Contemporary,
yes.
aka everything, let's
yes.
be real. Slavik Postovoy, I am going to pronounce his name correctly later on. I'm just practicing.
Slavik.
Yes, Slavik.
Slavik.
Mr. Hip Hop, so good. We have Evan, our tap dancer, mm-hmm. absolutely one of my favorites.
Yes.
And Darius Hickman, Contemporary. He shone last night.
He really did.
We'll get into
yes,
him in
will.
2 seconds. But if you would like to join us tonight on the live chat, please do. If you're already in there, please send us messages. Let us know what you thought. And
yes.
we will shout you out throughout the evening. As
absolutely.
Ms. Jessica's going to sort that one out throughout.
But first and foremost, we have to give a congratulations to Kat Deely, who is pregnant.
Yeah.
Yes, last week I wanted to mention it because I've been eyeing that belly bump this entire duration of interviews, and I've been stalking her on social media trying to see if she posted or announced. Now, she has not announced. However, she kind of did through her Snap story, and then people commented, like, we saw it on your Snap, so... Good research on social media does you well, but congratulations,
Kat! Yay, Kat! Yay! And to your brood. It's
yes.
so amazing, too. I wonder if she has to seriously, like, plan out when she gets pregnant, like, based on
Well, this is her second
paths.
Child, I believe.
Yeah,
and it's been some years, so I think her other one may be, like, 3 or 4.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean... Yeah. And not to make,
timing.
I mean, it's interesting that they don't make it a big deal, like, oh, Kat's pregnant, you know, like, I don't know,
yeah.
like, announce on the show, or look at your tummy, girl. I don't know. It's about the dancer. She's so good at that. She's such a generous host. She's so good at always making it about the dancers.
I love her.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. But, I mean, it would be nice to have it announced, for sure, and love
yeah.
to know more details on Kat when you are expecting, yeah, what the date
yes.
is. That would be exciting. Very cool. All right, Dahl, should we jump right into it and talk about these amazing men, this amazing male species that we have, aka dancers? So let's start off, obviously, with the first up, who was Cole. And obviously, he is a ballroom dancer, but was doing a contemporary by Travis Wall, who, as we know, is you slightly like him. He's very cool. And paired with Jamie Goodwin as well. So just... You take it away, darling. What did you think?
Well, number one, I mean, so Cole did a really good job to me. Like, I felt that he was really believable. Mm-hmm. I felt that the routine, he performed the routine very beautifully, and I was impressed. Now, I didn't know much about Cole, like, here and there, but he wasn't really highlighted to me in the audition round. But outside of Cole, can we just take a moment of silence for Travis Wall?
Okay, let's do that.
That's okay. He's so good. Choreography was so amazing. And bringing in Jamie, which is actually like, she stands out. She was infamous for that mocking, that hummingbird routine with Hulk that I had mentioned. Hulk that I had mentioned earlier this season. But, beautiful. Perfect way to start the night. What do you think?
Yeah, I really was drawn to him, not just on stage, but when watching him off stage as well. He's such an emotional guy.
Yeah.
He's very moved by the whole experience, which was quite nice to watch on a, from a guy's perspective.
Yes.
The choreography was just on point.
Yeah.
And as we've discussed previously, I mean, the choreography can obviously make or break your opportunity in this. Mm-hmm. And he was very fortunate with what he was given.
Yes.
And he performed it beautifully. Great partnering. I really did think that they worked well together and there was the chemistry there. And also, I just love those moves when you put your head on the other person's shoulder and then you have to move.
Ugh.
For some reason, it reminds me like of a rugby ruck coming from New Zealand, but a very beautiful version of it.
Rugby ruck.
But no, I thought he danced his heart out and he absolutely deserved a place.
He did. Nice tattoos too, by the way.
Yeah. You see a lot of body on this with the shirts coming up. Yeah, absolutely. So
great. Yeah. So good.
Interesting to see. I wanna make sure that he can keep it together because he's so emotional. Mm-hmm. I'm just a little worried he's gonna get too emotional and let his emotions take over at some point. To the
You're saying like psych him out?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like he's very sensitive. I get very sensitive from him. Mm-hmm. So just stay strong, bud. Focus.
I can see that,
And
especially because he's not at the top of the pack and he's not going to be entering with a load of fans from watching this, you know, this draw out because he wasn't really featured. Mm-hmm. So
Cool. But go, Cole. Nice work, bud. Very cool. Next up, we had JJ, and obviously he's a contemporary dancer, as we know. But he got to do the cha-cha-cha with Miss Chelsea, choreographed by Elena Samodova-Danova. I can never say her name, but far out. She is honestly becoming one of my favorite choreographers.
Really?
I love her work.
Yeah.
Everything
she's so sassy.
So sassy. But what did we think of JJ?
I thought that he did amazing. He always brings a high level of energy and his dancing is like outburst, but in the best way. Mm-hmm. You know, he's like a little firecracker up there. And for the first time during a ballroom dance, I was paying more attention to the male than the female. He drew my eyes to him because he was so sharp and boom, boom, and he hit it. And I thought that it was good that they incorporated the gymnastic tricks. I thought it was kind of too much in a way, only because since it is ballroom, I know they wanted to highlight him, but I was like, okay, no more. At the end, I was like, this is like, don't overdo it because you don't want to be accused of crossing over the genre too much and not giving him credit for what he was able to do.
That's a really good point because I wrote down amazing for Elena how she did really make sure that she had his highlighted features in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, again, that's so helping him get to where he needs to go.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I totally understand. And we were very lucky that they didn't go there and accuse them of, you know, it's not really wrong.
They received it. Yeah.
Yes. Absolutely. So that's good point there.
Yeah. And Chelsea, I mean, I love Chelsea. It's so good. This is what I love. Let me just say this for a second. They are bringing back some of our favorites that we have not seen in a long time. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate that. For a second, the All-Stars were getting repetitive. We love them, mm-hmm. but they were getting repetitive. I mean, to bring back Lauren, oh my God, mm-hmm. she won season 7. To bring back Chelsea and Jamie, mm-hmm. like it's like a breath of fresh air. Yeah.
They're really trying to step it up this season, eh?
Yeah.
Something different. And they're doing a great job.
So it's fun.
So JJ, for me, he's outstanding. Like, yeah. honestly, if you had to choose, well, this is my obviously opinion, but if you had to choose the top dancer right now, I'd just have to give it to him.
Yeah.
Just because he is literally technically outstanding, mm-hmm. and everything he touches turns to gold. Literally, yeah. He's just phenomenal. Phenomenal. Absolutely. So he did such a great job partnering and
Yeah.
I liked it. Big so check
yeah.
for me, for sure.
I love your checks. Kim gives checks and it's like boom, boom.
Do you know what's so You're funny?
Like, you get a check.
We don't even call it checks in New Zealand. I was like, what's a check? We say tick, like tick.
Oh.
Tick. Yeah. Anyway, okay, moving awesome. On because we've got 10 boys to visit today. Yes. So it's Slavik. A clap, that was interesting.
It was.
Like I'm in the audience, fully involved. But what are you, I'm going to hand it over. What were mm-hmm. your feelings?
Okay, so I did not love all the moves mm-hmm. in the choreography. It didn't all come together for me. I don't know if it was the choreography, the music, the performance. I was disconnected. Mm-hmm. I'll say that. Love Allison. You know, Tice is amazing. But I think part of it was that this was jazz and it looked more like lyrical hip hop to me. So it threw me off on the offset just because I'm like, huh, this is interesting. Mm-hmm. And then also I'm just like really like I pay attention to details and get distracted from crazy stuff. I didn't love the rap thingy that Allison had on. It was distracting me. So outfit choice plays a part. But I thought that he did well. I thought that he did well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you there.
Really?
Yes.
Dun, 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 dun.
I thought he did good. Like, he did well.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't a standout performance for me. And I was a little bit confused but that he got through
yes.
to the top five.
Too.
Not because it wasn't deserving of it, mm-hmm. but just I didn't think it was outstanding. And I didn't think he's top five material.
And they waited. They're like, because of tonight, you get through. It was like, because of tonight.
Yes, yes. Good point. Absolutely. Yeah, I don't know. The choreography was cool and sexy. It was mm-hmm. very sexy. But I just don't feel that he is the best all-round dancer. Yeah. And so for him to go, I know they needed, well, it seems that they needed a hip-hopper
yeah.
to put through. And that was their choice.
Yeah.
And I understand. But I think he's great at what he does. But I don't think he'll last. Very long.
Yeah.
Hey.
We can get on it later, but I would have chosen the animator between yeah. the final.
Yeah. Interesting.
Pickaroo.
But overall, yeah, no. Meh.
Yeah.
Meh. What do you guys think at home? I'd absolutely love to know what you think about Slavik and whether you feel that he should go through.
Let us
know in the comments, please, please. That would be awesome. Okay, so next up we had Justin,
mm-hmm.
and he obviously is a contemporary dancer, mm-hmm. and he had to do hip hop, which mm-hmm. is always fun when you're a contemporary dancer, with Comfort, which was cool. And what did we?
She's
I just
so
have
funny.
To go first. I have
no,
to go
please
first for
do.
This one. He, Justin's awesome. Justin's mm-hmm. an amazing, amazing dancer. But I really felt that the costume or the, you know, wardrobe department mm-hmm. let him down because his skinny wee legs did not look good
skinny
in
jeans.
Skinny jeans and black trying to do hip hop. And they keep telling him he needs to be grounded.
Mm-hmm.
Totally can relate coming from a ballet jazz background to
yeah.
get down for hip hop. But to put him in skinny boy jeans, black, he's already skinny. It mm-hmm. just didn't help the poor boy. Give him some baggy pants so at least they pull him down,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
And I didn't like the choreography for that one.
Mm,
it didn't
yeah.
help him, I don't think.
Yeah, I agree.
He did the best he could, but mm-hmm. it didn't fly. So
yeah, there was a disconnect in the routine. And this may sound crazy. I've never seen him before in my life. Like,
Was he at all?
Because I'm like, who is this guy?
Yeah.
I don't remember
Amazing.
Seeing his audition, his rounds, anything. Like, I was like, wow, you are brand new. So
why do they do that to us?
I don't know. I don't know. But anyway, so I was like, who are you? That was the first thought. And then I was cracking up. He had me dying at those pops at the beginning that he was doing, because they were actually, the pops were good. The opening first 8 count, he hit those pops with comfort. And I'm like, okay. And then that was the last time I said that, because it was kind of, you know, he tried and it was cute and I enjoyed it entertainment wise, but I felt that he needed to loosen up. He needed to go down, sit in those pockets, as you said, and he needed to, he needed that stink face, you know? He was just too like, you know, he was like wobble with it. But you needed to get into the groove and he just didn't.
Oh. I can totally relate. I totally get that, though. It's so hard. Poor guy. It's tough. It's tough. It's tough. Yeah. It's tough. And I think he did a great job. But as you know, contemporary to hip hop is not everyone's
cup of tea. It's not. It's hard, guys. So we empathize.
Totally empathize. And then we had Peyton, contemporary dancer, doing the cha-cha again with Chelsea Hightower. Yes. Again, Elena choreographed that. Thoughts on the connection with these two?
Okay, so I felt that he was really in his head a lot when he performed, and that there was just a strong disconnection in his facials and the movements he was doing. And I don't know, like, it just wasn't my favorite. I just felt like it was like, nah. But that last death flip was incredible.
Yes.
Like, I'm like, wow, what a trick. You know, like, I had to rewind that, because I mean, how do you not hurt yourself? But yeah, I wasn't. It was mine. It was okay. It was all right. I wasn't impressed. In English interpretation, that was a big no. But I did. I was like, no, I don't think he's going to make it through.
Yeah. It wasn't strong enough at all. It wasn't.
No.
But again, the flip onto the back, I didn't rewind it, but I was like, how do you land that properly without smacking your head?
She was like, it was good, but I didn't rewind it.
I knew you would, did. Miss Detail, darling, I knew you would. because that looked painful, slightly. And if you're practicing that and that didn't go right, it's not fun. But just the biggest thing for me was, like the judges said, there was just no chemistry.
Yeah.
And it's so hard. I totally get it when you are just, if you just learn a routine, you're so in your head trying to make sure you perfect the moves and the lines and everything that's going on. It's a competition. But being in the moment and connecting with your partner, like I'm doing with you right now, is so important, isn't it? And
it
you
is.
Can tell a mile away when somebody is in their heads.
True.
And we all do it, but it was a shame that he couldn't get out of it
we
for this one.
We all do it. And you know what? Speaking of chemistry, you have chemistry with different shows that you watch on TV, right?
You do.
You do.
So
and you want to get that chemistry when you watch an after show at AfterBuzz TV. So, hey, AfterBuzzers, our network produces after shows for all of our favorite TV shows. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there is no network that works harder to serve the television fans like we do. But we need your help. We're asking that you do subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that is tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow, flourish, and make content specifically for you. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't worry, because they are optional. So hit that subscribe button to subscribe to our channel, which is the AfterBuzz competition channel. And then you also have dramas,
sci-fi,
all this fun stuff, and we're like hanging out on the reality competition channel.
We totally are. And
I mean, so
World
you think
of
you can
dance as well?
World of Dance,
yep.
Big Brother.
Woo-hoo.
This is like, this is our home.
Where we're at.
So let us know that you did subscribe by commenting under our video, and we will be sure to shout you out on our next show. And for now, thanks for being the best fans and helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Woohoo!
Yes.
Nice job. It's so true. I mean, honestly, there's so much. We do like 150 or something shows a week.
Yes.
Every single week. Yeah. We have like 400 hosts here. It's
super
just
fans.
Insane.
Amazing.
Super fans.
Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you, darling. So cool. So moving on to our last five. Ooh. Next up, we had Kyle Bennett Jr. And obviously, he did a contemporary number again by
I like that.
Your man crush.
Oh, Lauren. Okay.
Travis.
But, yeah, Travis.
Oh, yes.
But Lauren.
And Lady Crush.
Yes, I love Lauren so much. Oh my God. Yeah.
I am so with you there. I actually couldn't stop watching her in any partnering that she did.
So good. So quick story. So I used to always go to the tours. So after Say Think and Dance, I would go to the tour. And the season that Lauren won, she got injured, I want to say, right before our show that, you know, going live. And I was like, no, because I loved her. But Allison stepped in, and I hadn't seen Allison since season 2. And it made me fall in love with Allison all over again. She killed all the routines for Lauren. I missed Lauren that day. But anyway, that's just a little fun throwback. Season 10 7.
10 years ago?
So long ago.
Oh.
Like 10 years, yeah.
That is a while.
That's crazy.
Crazy. So, yes, Lauren was exceptional.
Yeah.
Still so on good. Fire. Oh, amazingness. And so last year, just before the live shows, Kyle was cut.
Yeah.
And then obviously he didn't make it again this time just before the live shows. That's got to be slightly deterring. Like, is this the barrier he needs to break? Is it going to be third time lucky? Is he going to come back again and try and get to this position? But overall, with his performance, what did you think?
I honestly, this, like, I kind of like teared up at the end. I don't, there's something about that last move that took the breath out of me when they were, when she was just there and they were engaged in that moment. I was like, oh, like, that, you know, I was like, it's so good. I fell into the performance. The choreography was so good. Like, so good, of course, because it's Travis. And yeah, I just, I, after, from this performance, before he wasn't 100% on my radar, like, I wasn't necessarily rooting for him or not, like, he was good. But after that performance, I was like, I want to see more, you know? So that sucks. Yeah. What about you?
Yeah, I thought overall that it was a really good performance and he did really, really super well. But I was just constantly drawn to Lauren. Like, she just shone for me. And I was like, oh, who am I supposed to be watching right here? And it's interesting if that's the level, she's a winner versus a contender. So she's outshining him still. And so, yeah, I was like, oh, well, it is what it
is. But come back.
Yes, please
come back. Next year could be your year. It's so amazing how many returnees we have, you know?
It's quite actually shocking insofar as where's all the extra new talent that hasn't been auditioning previously? It's like,
well, maybe they're making it a standard in a sense of like, hey, you can come here and if you're just amazing, you can get it through. But otherwise, this is a work in progress.
Yeah.
You know, so they're setting that standard, like come back and then eventually you'll get on.
Yeah. Just goes to show you got to keep going. You don't get everything you want straight
away.
That's
so perfect. Perfect life lesson. You got to keep working.
Work for what you want, people.
Work.
No, stir fry, stir fry. I really want stuff right now. Hilarious. Okay. Next up, we have our fabulous tapper, Evan, doing a contemporary number. Brian Friedman, your fave. You've got lots of faves. With Allison this time as well. I'm just going to go for it. I don't even know the words. Absolutely incredible. I thought he absolutely nailed it. It was so committed, so focused, so connected. He went for it, man. He didn't hold back. He was just fully in it. He handled her very well. I mean, for a tapper that doesn't necessarily do a lot of like partnering work or tricks, he really, a lot of times he had a lot of lifts that could have gone wrong.
I thought he was going to drop her when he had to lift her and then run.
Oh, yeah, they're running.
I was like,
but he didn't.
He did not.
So whether she thought the same or she felt fully safe, we do not know.
We do not know.
But I don't know if it was meant to be, but I noticed in his pirouettes and stuff, there was no turnout. So that's very tap. Whether that was specifically like that, I'm not sure, but I just noticed that.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But he absolutely blew it away for me.
Yeah.
Totally vulnerable, did what he needed to do. So happy to have him in the top five.
Yeah, like I thought the routine was really exciting. There was a lot that was happening. I enjoyed his performance. I kind of thought in my head, like, he's so swanky. I don't know, just something about, like, he wasn't doing, like, the contemporary lines or whatever, but he was just kind of in his own groove. You know, even when he was doing the turns and he was just kind of, they're kind of loose. Yeah. He was very loose in his movement, which was nice. He wasn't over the top because I think in the past we've talked about how he was, you know, real cheesy in the face. But he wasn't. Yeah. He wasn't. And that, I love a good, like, back crawl. Like, Allison ran, jumped, and like from the ground. Okay, this is from the ground. She jumped and like and wrapped her legs around his shoulder and back. And I'm like, that move gets me every time. Yeah. Just do that move. Yeah. And I'm sold. Yeah.
Over and over again. Yeah, no, it was excellent choreography. Again, he was very lucky to have what he was given,
I think. Yes, he was.
And he nailed it. So well done, Evan. Like, yay for Tap. And I can't wait to see lots and lots of Tap.
Yeah, at least, hopefully. I mean, we were rooting for him from the beginning. So at least he made it through because the girl shocked us so much last week, you know.
She did. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So go, Evan. Yay. Yes. Top five. Well done. So good. How are we going in the chat? Is anyone sort of mentioning who they love? People, we would love to know what you thought of the different contestants last night as well. Yeah. Please let us know.
Please. And we know that it went live yesterday, so we're talking about it today. But we see that you guys are in the chat, but you're just not chatting. Let us know.
We see you.
Yes.
So next up, we had Dustin Payne, the animator, the one you prefer. Yeah. And to do jazz with Jamie Goodwin. What were your thoughts on this one, Dar?
Well, actually, no. I prefer the other one, the one that Kyle. That's who I prefer. Gotcha. Yes. Yeah. But Destin, it was nice. I liked it. It wasn't my favorite of the night. It's just something about this jazz tonight. And maybe it's my expectations. It was very sharp and less flowy and less connective. And less jazzy, you know, like, I don't know. Like, it just wasn't my favorite. But I think that that he did good. I wasn't surprised that he didn't make it through. I'll say that.
That's interesting because I feel like he thought he was going to make it through.
He thought he was going to make it through.
For sure,
yes.
Right? He looked really
he was
hopeful.
Devastated.
It's a bit unfair the way that they deliver the news, isn't it? Because they take them on a roller coaster and they think they're in and then they're not. And he literally looked like he was about to go, what? Like, are you kidding me? When they said no, unfortunately.
But his poise and grace, though, he's like, thank you. Yeah, I'll come back.
He took a minute. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you were talking about the jazz, which is really interesting. And I totally agree with you with it was so much sharper. And I'm wondering whether they were just really trying to, like, for example, work with their original genre and really try and bridge the gap between what they versus what they need to be just to help them out. Because as we've been saying, they make or break them, the choreographers, right? So that's where I think that's come from. So we're not getting our fave jazz style, but yeah. Okay, so Dustin was a no, but again, please come back next year.
Yes.
Then we had
and
Alan.
And I almost sound promise. He's like, come back. Like, next year will be your year. Yeah. So.
You never know.
You never know.
Never know. Then Alan Yenkin, Ballroom. Brian Friedman's jazz again with Lauren. For me, I just feel like we didn't even see him dance much. He hardly danced. He really didn't dance. Where was the dancing
Where
for
was
him?
The dancing?
It was a few movements and poses,
he was vibing.
I felt. Unless we didn't see the whole thing.
Yeah, I felt like it was a vibe routine. You're right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It didn't do it for me at all. And it's a shame that he had such a great start in the competition and then literally it has been downhill for him. So
it's kind of hard, honestly, to forget that last solo jive and the take off the shirt and the desperation of it all. So it's kind of like a stank that you just can't get out. So, you know, like, I wasn't surprised that he didn't make it through. I thought Lauren was a beast and she devoured him, you know. As far as the routine, I really loved it. It was actually one of my favorite routines of the night. I did. Because I just felt I felt Brian's vibes throughout it. Like, we're going to go into this later in our segment, but he used to work with Janet Jackson and he has, like, when I see flavor of her come into routines, then it excites me, and I saw it in that. I just would have wanted to see it with a different guy.
Yeah. Or just give him a little bit more choreography. I just didn't feel like he had enough.
Yeah, and different outfits too. I didn't enjoy their outfits either.
No.
But
it's interesting. I was thinking about outfits last night. They purely just make it look like they're in general everyday clothes, right, until the live taping. So,
Well, but kind of. But some people had good
better ones.
Better coordination between it,
yes.
And it matched their genre. Like, that was my thing. So it immediately threw me off those who didn't look the part, just in what they were wearing. And I thought, I mean, they were just in gymnastics.
I mean,
wear.
Is it their own clothes for that part?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah, yeah. Because there was,
it very much looks like it.
Jamie performed her second routine with, who did she perform with the second time?
She was
With Dustin. They actually matched. They both had burgundy. So she had the burgundy sports bra and he had the burgundy pants or something. But when she performed before, she wasn't matching her partner. Yeah, whatever.
Maybe they just got all the colors in their bags.
Yeah, they chose. No, I think that they just well, I don't know. That's a good question.
Just very casual. Come on, we'd love to know. Find that one
out. Yeah, we'll have to find out when we go to the live shows.
Yes, next week.
Do you wear your own clothes during auditions?
Oh, we never know. Yeah. We might be shocked, right?
Yeah, no, that's a good point, though. Yeah.
Who knows? Okay, and then last but not least, Mr. Darius Hickman. So our contemporary dancer who did a hip-hop routine with Comfort.
Mm-hmm.
The Stir Fry song.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Like, what did you think?
Yeah. So, you know what I just realized? I was looking at my notes. This was my favorite routine, not the last one. I said that last one, and that's where you're like,
gotcha.
Really? Yes, this one. I was skipping around in my head a little bit. This one was so good. Like, mm-hmm. I was as excited as Vanessa was watching it because it just grew. It started off cute and strong. It was fun.
Mm-hmm.
It grooved. It vibed. I was so impressed by Darius and his ability to conform to this style.
Mm-hmm.
I felt that Comfort is always fun and just a good time. Mm-hmm. And so talented. One thing, though, he looked like a giant next to her. Like, I was like, I didn't realize he was that tall or she that little.
Or short.
And that was, it looked like a fun house. So that even made it better. But yeah.
Yeah, done.
Yeah.
No, it was absolutely fantastic. The music choice was hilarious. And obviously they were saying previously, like, he had only done sad pieces and you hadn't really experienced the fun side of him.
Yeah.
Whoa, he's way more fun than he is sad. Like,
yeah,
he was really amazing.
Is.
And obviously a good time, like really good at being silly and fun.
Yeah.
It was the best routine ever for the juxtaposition of the Corey with the music, with the style, with him. Perfect. And just to make anyone smile, obviously, is going to get you good check marks for moving
good
forward.
Good check mark, yes. But it wasn't over the top, which I appreciate, because sometimes it can be gimmicky. Like, if you're not used to showing a personality, you can be too much.
Yeah.
But it was so believable, because he did, like, slight little stink faces with the stirs, with the stir fry. Yeah.
And the eating of the food.
And that, and his personality, and then, like, the and his play off of Comfort, which isn't, like, she's so good that most people can't play off of her.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I'm going to go home and rewatch that routine, talk. Yeah.
He did a great job. Yeah. Definitely deserved top five for
that
sure.
That should have been on the show. Luther, he did it on that. Yeah, Luther did Luther that. Did. Yeah, that Luther needs to Braille. Be on the show. But, yeah, anyway.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
I digress.
So that was our top 10. And so we finish up the night with Cole, JJ, Slavik, Evan, Darius, our five guys, with our five girls, Hannah Lee, Jensen, Magda, Genesee, Chelsea, our top 10 for the live shows starting next week on Monday. We're going to be there. Jess and Becky will be anyway.
Exciting.
So
good.
To continue our special segments that we've been doing on our fave choreographers, this week we have Jazz. And Miss Jessica Darling is going to go first.
Okay.
Because I know you want to.
Okay.
Talk about this person so much because he's
so,
your favorite.
Yes. So who I chose for Jazz is Brian Friedman, who, ironically enough, like, I've been choosing some that just happened to be on the show that day. It's crazy.
a
little vibe. But what's so dynamic about him as a choreographer? Clearly, he does jazz and contemporary. He's been on the show since season one.
Ages.
Like, he is an OG and is filled with so much experience. He's background dance. He's danced with Michael Jackson. As I said, Janet Jackson. That's when I first, like, recognized and saw him, because I used to love to learn Janet's routines.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and then he's worked with Cher, Mariah Carey, Britney Spears. I mean, you just name it.
Everyone.
He's so, dynamic in his execution. And so I like to take it back, a little throwback. So the routine that I chose is from season two.
Woohoo!
With Jasmine and Jessica Fernandez, and it's Let Go.
Oh, I love this.
And what I love about this routine is that this is like, they used to really use the stage a lot more back then and like climbing down it. And I just love how he executed the flow of the routine on the bars. And it makes it challenging.
Oh, absolutely. It's another dynamic. It's like adding in gymnastics in a way.
Yeah.
Or pole dancing.
Yeah, exactly. And I love it. The throw up on the back and come down. And this is more so a blend. You know, this is the more, you know, lyrical style of jazz. It flows more and just grooves more. But I thought that they did.
Gosh, it's like such so a flashback act.
Yes.
So
yes.
Long ago.
I love it.
Absolutely love it.
Love it. And then just levels of simplicity as well.
Yeah.
Before some of the, you know, performance gimmicks, you know, fall into it sometimes with props.
With all the lighting in the background.
They use the stage as props. They didn't need anything else. So yeah, so amazing. He's amazing. I definitely hope that we see more of him this season.
Oh, I'm sure we will.
Yeah.
And forever.
Yeah.
And forever into the world. Awesome.
Who do you
think, darling? Yeah,
yes.
Well, I've chosen someone who's a little close to home, literally. He's from Australia originally.
Oh, yes.
Mr. Wade Robson.
Oh.
Now, Mr. Robson obviously spent a lot of the first, I think, like, was like season 2 to 7, mm-hmm. a lot on So You Think You Can Dance. And he, more than anything, I just absolutely adored his big group numbers that he would choreograph.
Yes, yes, yes.
So, I mean, talented. He did a lot of individual ones over the times with, Sarah and Jesus with Cabaret Hoover, Jamie and Hawks, Emmy-winning Hummingbird.
Yes!
Lauren and Neil's Night of the Dancing Flame, Brandon and Jeanette's Ruby Blue, and then some of the best group numbers was the Sexy Back and Fame. But the one that I've chosen tonight.
We just want to see all of them, please.
Yes. No. I was like writing these. I'm like, oh my gosh, which one do I pick?
Which one, yeah.
Totally. But the Comanche, the one that they did back in season 6, it was a group number. And gosh, to the music, The Revolves, the American rock band in the 1960s. I love old school so much. And this routine was like old timely dance club aesthetic. And when it gets going, like halfway through as well, oh my gosh.
Oh, I love it already.
The vibe, just the new, I see it as the New York
Flappers
Sims, like, yeah, definitely. So cool.
They're really getting down.
They're really getting down.
Those hips, and you see little Fosse moves in it. Love it.
Oh, absolutely. And see, Wade, he was so young when he made his big break in America.
Yeah.
So he's done so much. He worked a lot with Britney Spears.
Mm-hmm.
He worked with NSYNC. He worked with Michael Jackson when he was a young kid.
Yeah,
a lot of stuff with Michael. He has choreographed things worldwide, obviously, So You Think You Can Dance, but also a lot for TV. He's done directing, Step Up 4. 2012, he did Demi Lovato's Summer Tour. He has worked with Cirque du Soleil in Las Vegas, Chris Angel's show. Just so much. And this guy's so young. He's from Australia. He's now married with kids.
That's awesome.
And yeah, seasons 2 through 7, he was just all about the group numbers.
Yeah.
And I just want to keep talking over this
so we get to see
all of it. Let it keep playing.
And it's funny because I'm really trying to eye my favorites. I can't, they're moving so quick and grooving.
And look how much fun they're having as well. So much fun. Comanche.
God, it takes so much stamina and just really.
And I mean, what a joy. As a dancer, there's nothing more fun than performing in a big group number, is there? When everyone's doing the same thing, it's such a simple concept. But it's like on Broadway shows, whenever you see a whole group of people on stage performing together, it moves you. And he is the king.
And it's so hard, too, because if you fall out of sync, if you're performing as a solo or even as a duet, if you do something wrong, the audience may not know it. But if you're supposed to be in complete unison and then, boom, you just fly out this way. We all know.
Oh, it's happened to the best of us. But the funny thing is with that as well, you're so right. And it's just like spacing and expanded awareness and absolutely understanding where you are and making sure your lines are correct.
Yeah.
It's a different skill set, absolutely.
Love it.
But love the group numbers.
So much fun.
So much.
Yes.
So cool. News and things that are coming up.
Yes. Well, After Buzz TV News.
It's such a serious music, such a fun topic. So obviously we are moving into live shows next Ooh. Week.
Wow.
So exciting. It's here. It's yeah. yay, it's here. So good luck to all the contestants. Break a leg. Obviously
Absolutely.
Not actually.
No.
Jess, you're going to be there next week with Becky.
Yes.
So we're doing the interviews.
Yes. After Buzz will be representing at yes. the live show, doing awesome. Interviews, talking to your favorite choreographers, the judges, and then, of course, the competitors. And they're going to be so excited. Just
so good.
Yeah, this is their night. We've been waiting for yes. this. And I think it's going to be a different energy level because they were expecting to already have made it through when they announced the top 20 and then to be like, just kidding, we're taking the top 10, you know, so this is literally the cream of the crop
yep.
as far as the judges are concerned. So yeah, mm-hmm. exciting night.
So yes. exciting.
Yes.
And then we'll be back here on Tuesday, obviously, yes. to discuss it all and hear everything that went on behind the scenes that yes. we don't get to see. and obviously the first time for these top 10 to dance together as well, yeah. which will be very interesting. Yeah. Very
so
interesting.
And we'll finally get our NSYNC uniforms.
Yes.
Yes. And so we want the show.
Yes. Hopefully some props and yes. some stage yes. design as well. And also, obviously, the first week for America to vote. So mm-hmm. let's see
wake
what
up,
you
America.
Guys think. Yeah,
if
wake
you
up.
You weren't paying attention during auditions. It's your time.
Yeah, well, with these new competitors that we've been introduced to, finally, right. we can actually work out who we like and who we don't.
True that.
So, Dahl, just in a nutshell, let's talk about predictions.
Okay.
I would love to know your top male and your top female.
One?
Yes, one of each.
Oh, okay.
It's so tough.
I know.
While you're thinking, I'm going to go.
Okay, yes, please, 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 please.
After last night, mm-hmm. I am going to put my money on Darius. Mm-hmm. Mm. Not JJ, but Darius, because I think he's going to just pull it out of the bag for all these different styles.
Okay.
And for females, it's tough, but I actually want to go with Jensen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So I am definitely loving Jensen. I think that she's going to do well, but I'm just going to do a different prediction just to switch it up a little bit. Hannah Lay.
Oh, yes, she's up there.
Did I say that right?
Yep, Hannah Lay. Yep.
Oh, yay. Okay, see, she may win. I said it right. And I'm going to go with JJ. He's so sharp, and I just feel like there's nothing that he can't do,
mm-hmm.
and he's just going to just take over the stage, so I can't wait.
Yeah, I do want to see Evan, though. I do want to see Evan again. I want to see if he can pull it out of the bag again, because mm-hmm. he's fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Y'all need to tweet us. We need to know what your top male, who your top male and female is. Each week.
Yeah.
Every week.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we need to track that.
We need to put some money on this. See who's right. Some lottery. Cool. All right. Well, literally, I think we are wrapping it up because yes. that is our top five guys.
Mm-hmm.
Next week, please join us same time, same place, 6 p.m. on Tuesdays when we will be able to discuss the live show for those that have actually been there behind the scenes speaking with the judges and all the contestants. So, everyone, my name is Kim Davey, and you can find me on all my social media at Kim Davey Live. And Jessica, darling, where can we find
yes,
you?
Yes, I'm Jessica Williams. You can find me on Twitter at Miss Jessica WW and on Instagram at Miss Jessica Williams.
Yay! Awesome. Well, everyone have a fantastic week. Check out World of Dance tomorrow for sure.
Yes.
Love you all, and we will see you next time.
Bye!
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.